I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. The federal government has lowered vaccine supply allotments for Washington, apparently because of problems at a facility producing Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Washington state health officials said Wednesday. Comments about the decreased supply come as state health officials prepare to open vaccine eligibility on April 15th to everyone 16 and over, the Seattle Times reported. Health officials had expected the state to receive at least 600,000 doses of vaccine through state and federal programs for each week in April, but now Washington state expects deliveries of at least 500,000 doses next week. The federal government maintains the expected supply boost will come, but the timeline is not yet clear. About 15 million doses were ruined after employees for a contract manufacturer to Johnson & Johnson mixed ingredients incorrectly. The problem was discovered before any bad doses were shipped, and it was widely reported in news outlets last week. Next week, about 1.3 million people will join an estimated 5 million Washingtonians already eligible for the vaccine. With more people becoming eligible, State Health Secretary Dr. Umair Shah said he hoped that vaccine supply would rise in May, if not later this month. Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill Wednesday restoring the right to vote for Washingtonians convicted of felonies automatically upon their release from incarceration. Under House Bill 1078, roughly 20,000 people would regain their right to vote, according to the State Department of Corrections. Before now, people with felonies didn't necessarily have their voting rights restored upon leaving prison. Instead, they could regain voting rights after finishing the conditions of their sentence, such as community supervision terms, which can last for months or even years. The bill was sponsored by Representative Tara Simmons of Bremerton, who is believed to be the first formerly incarcerated lawmaker in America. It passed the Democratic-controlled legislature on an almost wholly party-line vote. Republicans opposed to the legislation have argued that certain individuals should be prohibited from regaining their voting rights based on the type of felony they committed. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Lewiston is set to retrofit the city's aging water treatment plant with the help of Stantec, an engineering services company. Project lead Brian Black says it's been a long process to get these plans in motion.
Well, the city's known for a while that it needed an upgrade because the existing plant is approaching about 100 years old. And so they've been working for quite a while to get in a position to plan to have it rebuilt and also to get the funding from the state of Idaho to do the project. Over the last 6 months, they went through a consultant engineer selection process and ended up hiring my company, so I get to perform the work with them now.
Black says the plan is to retrofit the existing plant with new parts and equipment rather than build a whole new plant from scratch.
It's more challenging. You have more constraints on how you do certain things, and interfacing with existing systems is always more challenging.
Despite the challenges, Black says the benefits will be worth it.
There are a couple main benefits that come to mind. Number one is reliability. Just because their existing facilities are so old, they're difficult to operate. So the new facilities will have much better reliability to provide a continuous flow of water to the city. And then, the other benefit is really getting set up for the future, because the environmental regulations on drinking water quality get more strict as we go down through time. They'll be equipped with a different treatment technology that provides better protection for public health.
Work has already started on the project, with the plan's first draft being submitted to the city and the state, and construction set to start in October. The plant should be finished by December of 2022 and will start producing water by early 2023. Washington state apple industry officials have said the fruit's exports have dropped substantially compared to recent years' figures. According to data from the Washington Apple Commission, the state exported 18.8 million 40-pound boxes of apples from the 2020-21 crop as of last week, which is down 20.5% from this time last year and down 16.4% compared to the 2018-2019 shipping season. Nearly 28% of state-produced apples were shipped abroad in the 2018-2019 season, but exports for the 2020 crop are now expected to fall below 25%. The export of apples and other crops from the U.S. has remained a challenge as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and trade issues with other countries. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.